or some, it would be helpful if we could move on a little bit just to note the manifestations of his faithfulness in creation around us. And there are scriptures that speak to that. I'd like to start off with Genesis 1 at verse 31. It's a summary verse almost. It says, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good." So as he looked at creation, that manifested his goodness was portrayed in what he had made. He saw that everything that he had made, it was very good. The verse ends by saying, "The evening and the morning were the sixth day." And then I think Brother Milton Jamieson earlier brought us to Psalm 19, those early verses in that Psalm, talking about how the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showing his handiwork.
I think that even in the face of sin coming in, God was not to be defeated. His purpose was firm, as we've seen. And when we look out in creation today, God holds it back. With all that man is seeking to do with himself and against God, God is still faithful in holding back the effects of sin in this creation. And it's all of his grace, all of his compassion. There's going to come a time when he is going to loosen the rein. He will allow sin to come in as a flood upon the scene. Satan shall be cast out, cast down, and the scene shall be a place at its worst. But God will, even in that, be faithful. There'll be 144,000 witness to carry the gospel of the kingdom. Faithfulness of God. But I just want to go to, just bear with me, Acts chapter 17, with the rise of the philosophy in Athens, the starting point of that thinking and so on, with the Greeks and so on. And just to pick up a few things in that, in Acts 17, Paul comes to Athens and he confronts the gods of the Greeks, the gods of the philosophical thinkers. He said, in the scripture, Paul said, "God that had made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands," and so on. And then we come down to verse 30. "And in the time of this ignorance, God has winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men, in that he had raised him from among the dead." And we need to bear this in mind, that God will be faithful in judging this world. God will be faithful in judging this world. This world in sin and rebelling against God, bringing all kinds of conflicting thoughts against the word of God, the philosophy of men, all of that. God will be faithful in bringing men to judgment. And we as believers must look forward to that day. We ought not to feel, sometimes we tend to become compassionate and so on. God, in judging this world, will judge it in holiness and righteousness. And he would be right. He would be faithful in doing that. And I will rejoice when God judges sin in this world. We will take his side in all of this. So that's how we bring this in, that yes, we have been accommodating much of the philosophy and the thinking, the Taoism and all this kind of thing. Men who has established system to oppose God and his goodness towards man, that God will judge that very system. He will judge the men who have introduced that. I just thought I'd bring this in as part of God's faithfulness in creation, faithfulness redeemer, as redeemer, faithful judge.
Indeed, we'll all say true and righteous are his judgments. I was thinking of the, as a practical matter, of God's faithfulness in creation in relation to its order and beauty. There is Even this creation that we're looking at, tarnished by sin, we see in it God's attention to every detail. There is no gap. There is no inconsistency. There is no fault in the creation. He is a faithful creator. He has attended to every intricate detail. And when the psalmist considered it, and when he looks at man as a specimen of that creation, of God's attention to detail, he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
We comment on the fact that his manifestation of faithfulness in creation is his care for every living thing. We read in the Gospel in Matthew about the lilies and so on, that there is care for living things, even which to us might seem insignificant. The verses mentioned there, Matthew 6:25, perhaps I could just read them because we need to move on to the next slide right after this. It says in verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not your life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Believe that illustrates his care even for every living thing.
Emphasize Colossians 1:17, because there is a tremendous amount of power that's in that verse, because in it we have a declaration. He is before all. There is like a period right there. He is before all. No one else comes in place of him before him. After, absolutely not. He's before all. And all things held together by him. And this is beautiful.
In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 19, we have these words. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. The suffering ones can always turn to the Lord, the Creator, and know that all is taken care of. Because what is it that man want or will need or that is not placed in creation? Is there anything that man need that he can't find in creation? That we have to go to another planet, to another world, not just another planet, another galaxy to find it. All man's need are here. And God sent down a savior when man sinned. So that God take thought of everything. And when it comes to suffering, we can commit our souls to the faithful creator. And for that faithful creator came down and suffered also.
You have introduced us to the next slide, Brother Milton. So Brother Hinty, can you put us on to the next slide? Because that verse you referred to is a part of that slide as well. So let's go on now to, we're moving from first to new creation. An expression we find in 2 Corinthians 5 at verse 17. First creation then would be dealing with what's around us, and now we come to a new creation, and we want to look at some things about this new creation.